This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Now, I know some of you are saying that alongside with me and making fun of me. I realize that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, for some of you who are having trouble with this whole China trade thing. You know, Schumer came out today. Yeah, I know. I'm just jumping into it. Whatever. Deal with it. Head over to the website, therealside.com, if you want to learn more about me. Schumer was coming out, and he was having a heart attack about it, right? And how bad it was. And this was not, you know, President Trump's supposed to be a negotiator. He's no negotiator. Like, really? Seriously? Because you guys did such a great job. What they're mad about is that many of the things that Trump got put through, the Dems have wanted for years, but none of their people had the, I got to keep it clean, family show. None of their people had what it took to put it together and push it through and make it happen. All those years that Obama had control of Congress and Senate, what about all these things that they could have done, they should have done? China's been taking advantage of us for decades. Not weeks, not months, decades. And they did nothing about it. Any way you cut it, they did nothing about it. And then you got, you know, you turn that around with I don't care what it is, Iran or North Korea. There was so much they could have taken care of that. Well, they gave Iran what they wanted. They gave North Korea what they wanted. Just give them money and shut them up and they go away for a little while. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars. Remember, the government doesn't make any money to speak of. There's nothing that they do. Not like they sell these super secret inventions they come up with. No, like Billy Bob Clinton, they just give them away. But seriously, when you run down the list of these things, speaking of really, 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 really crazy stuff, you know, James Comey now, it comes out, is now the focus of the FBI leak investigation. And it's more than Fox is reporting this, by the way, for what it's worth. And the Justice Department is investigating whether the FBI director James Comey legally leaked secret information concerning a Russian document to the New York Times and to the Post, for that matter. The new review, which the Times downplayed as possibly politically motivated. You ever notice that now? Anything that the Republicans do to call the Dems out is politically motivated. Anything the Dems do against the Republicans is for the betterment of the country. People are sick. The new review, which the Times downplayed as a possibly political motivated probe, concerned a Russian intelligence document claiming understanding between Clinton campaign and the Obama Justice Department over the inquiry into whether she intentionally revealed classified information with the use of her private email server. Dutch intelligence accessed a document on Russian computers and provided it to the FBI. Look at this. Everybody's stealing from everybody. Isn't that so cute? Included in the document was a discussion between Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Remember her, right? The one who tanked, you know, Sanders' Barney. I want to call him Barney. Bernie Sanders. The DNC. Then the chairwoman of the Democrat National Committee and Leonard Bernardo, who worked with the George Soros-funded group Open Society Foundations. Now, Schultz told Bernardo in a document that then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch would ensure Clinton was not prosecuted in the email probe. So Lynch already made up her mind, no matter what they found, that Clinton would not be prosecuted. See, there is a double. Now many of us already know this. There is a double legal system, double legal standard, depending on who you know and where they know. And matter of fact, it's triple and quadruple because it's different if you're a Republican caught doing the same thing a Democrat's doing. See, they always talk about the Democrats always talk about how crafty and bad we are and how no, we're not. We are wussies. We have no spine. We should go after the Democrats with the same vigor that they come after us. When we find something they've done wrong, we shouldn't wait and try to figure out how we're going to... No, just do what they do. Throw it against the wall, see what sticks, and prosecute on that. They do it on a regular basis. The two denied the conversation, citing people familiar with its contents. The Post reported that in 2017 that the document has long been viewed within the FBI as unreliable, possibly a fake, by the Russians. God. Now suspicion has fallen on Comey being one of those persons familiar with the document's contents. I mean, he's familiar pretty much with every document's contents, wasn't he? At the time, he knew exactly what was going down. He knew exactly who he was dealing with and how. These were all his buddies. And I love how they used to say when he was, when they were interrogating him or talking to him, that he was a registered Republican. It's not like Comey was on our side. He was a registered Republican. Well, our side really is the American side. You're either an American or you're not. You're not a Republican or not, or a Democrat or not. You're an American who happens to belong to the Republican or Democrat or whatever party. The document played a role in Comey's decision to unilaterally announce in the summer of 2016, without seeking Lynch's approval, that no reasonable prosecutor would charge Clinton. What a wonderful man. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-GROW-SHOW. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Just seriously. I mean, simply being engaged and involved is a big deal, and I really do appreciate that more than you know. Get up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address or, look at, sign up for text alerts. Whatever. Get involved. Get engaged. Anyway. We're talking about James Comey. I mean, seriously, this guy, him, Clapper, and the others. I don't know how you investigate, thoroughly investigate, because the deep state still exists. There's still people there that are going to block any information you get on any of these people. Here we find it. You know, he went out when he did that thing. He did, what was it, 2016, when he somewhat pseudo cleared Hillary, and he said that no reasonable prosecutor would take this place. Well, who's going to do that after Comey opens his mouth? And I don't know about Lynch. I don't know what she was doing, what she was thinking. She didn't, according to the documents, she did not have, he did not have Lynch's approval. Right? And when you have the head of the FBI, the guy that's supposed to be making sure that every stone is overturned, or turned over, when it comes to looking into what she did, in the, you know, in the investigation, and he's saying, yeah, nobody would take this on. You're pretty much done. Don't you agree? (sighs) 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I think we touched on this. I'm not so sure we did or didn't do the story, this story, if you would. But you guys remember that transgender activist who is a has all the male parts and wanted a wax bikini wax done? I don't think you ought to have done it, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, wanted a bikini wax done and was turned down. And the courts wouldn't even take the case. Just craziness. Now that same transgender activist is saying that a female reporter sexually assaulted her and made her feel dirty. She was trying to ask her a question. I saw the video. She was just simply trying to ask her a question. And then she came at her. The transgender person came at the reporter, who simply asked her a question. Jessica, I guess, what is it, Yaniv now, tweeted on Wednesday that she was upset. She felt dirty and disgusting before accusing Amy Eileen Hamm, a reporter for the right-leaning news outlet, The Post Millennial, of sexual assault. This is why I said I don't concerned about anything from the left anymore, because they use these kind of terminologies for things that aren't true. According to Yaniv's tweet, she sexually assaulted her on Monday at the British Columbia courthouse. Now, Yaniv claimed that the British Columbia law enforcement did nothing. They're investigating that, but she hurts people. And the LGBTQ community, yes, I am absolutely furious, Yaniv tweeted. Still haven't figured out what the sexual assault was. Right? I mean, do you think all those police was around, they saw a sexual assault and did absolutely nothing? Are we serious? On Monday, Yaniv assaulted Keenan Bexley, a reporter for a right-wing Canadian outlet, Rebel News, at the same British Columbia courthouse, where she claimed she'd been the victim of sexual assault abuse herself. Now, the footage of what she did went viral. Keen Bext approached Yaniv with a camera as she left the Surrey Laws Court, where she faced two counts of possession of a prohibited weapon, violating the firearms. This is a real peach, right? Bext asked Yaniv if she would be pleading guilty to the charges, and she immediately charged at the reporter. So, there's no sanity here. There's something wrong with this person. Transgender or not, there's something wrong with this person. Going into a female, yeah, you heard me, a female, you know, nail hair waxing joint, asking for bikini wax, which some of you already know what that is. If there's young people in the car, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. You accept the sex education in somebody's grammar at the grade schools. It just makes me blush. You can put up with this. Now, what you think about that? Still has his male parts. Calls himself a transgender. Goes in to get a bikini wax. What does that woman have to touch? What does she have to do to make it happen? Shouldn't be forced to do that, ever. It's not discrimination. According to the post-millennial, Yaniv had successfully petitioned to have Bex removed from the courthouse before the hearing, but the judge rejected Yaniv's request for a media blackout. There was no power in the criminal code for me to do that, so I'm rejecting your application. Hamm reported that Yaniv also falsely accused her of photographing her in the courthouse women's restroom. Hamm said that the police searched her phone, couldn't find any proof. This is crazy. And it gets worse. Why do they have to, you know, it's perfect time to push the book. Some of you who are new to the show know I have a book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that the left has labeled us with. And one of the chapters in the book is, why do they have to lie to win? And it's true. I mean, they have to lie to win. Why? Why do they have to twist the truth? The questions that were being asked of Yanov when he left the... Because I think this is a ploy at this point from everything I've read. When he left the courtroom, were questions you would ask any human being that was coming out of a courtroom after being charged like this. And frankly, Yanov made all this notoriety based on how he was acting. There's no power in the criminal code for me to do that, the judge said, so he couldn't dismiss the case. He couldn't dismiss or get rid of the reporter out of the courtroom, which I think is fine. He yelled at me that he was going to charge me with voyeurism and how I'm referring to Yanov male pronouns in accordance with her biological sex. I was also verbally harassed by Yanov's mother, Miram. Yanov told the judge that she was in between lawyers and needed more time to prepare her defense. Yanov was arrested in August after Royal Canadian Mounted Police raided her home near Vancouver. She told the National Post at the time that the raid was triggered by her brandishing of a taser during a YouTube debate. Yanov acknowledged in the video that her possession of the weapons was illegal and at one point demonstrated its functionality. In October, Yanov lost a legal case against a salon worker who refused to wax her male parts. Guess what? She's at it again. She's again fighting to have her stuff waxed. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday. As Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
You will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night long, hands are moving on. You should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. You should be singing together, you and me. All night long, hands are moving on.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, for paying attention, for being involved, being engaged, being part of. And that's what it is, being part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is become part of the process, part of the conversation. Right? Whether you're there with two other people or not, have a conversation, open dialogue around this stuff. It's the only way we're going to work through it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I love this. You know, the left is constantly pegging the right. You know, conservative, Republicans, whatever. That we're so mean, so nasty. We hate women. We degrade women. Well, it's easy to debunk that. Very easy. See, I'm one of those, and last I checked, she was a woman. My wife, I think, is a very smart woman. Very intelligent. She pretty much can do anything she sets her mind to. Work through it. She does more investigation than I do. I'm a stereotypical male. Right? Anything I want to do, I get the bulldozer and I plow right through it. That's how you fix stuff, right? But when you break this all out and you break it down, there's very little a woman can do or can't do that a man can do or can't do. But when it comes to the left, they're always tweaking things around for women. They must feel that you guys are a bunch of idiots and you don't know how to do anything. Or you can't work through anything. There's a professor at Duke University. He's decided that you need to institute a grading curve to shrink a gender gap in STEM so that more women can get involved. Why, they can't? They're not allowed to? The test? All right, ladies. Test is too hard. You're obviously not smart enough to make this work. I mean, isn't that what it sounds like on the surface? An economics professor at Duke University is defending his and his colleagues. Once the institute, he wants the Learning Institute to institute grading curves in science, technology, engineering, and math. That way there they can recruit more women into those fields, right? Because the thing that I want, let's think this through. The thing that I want to make sure of is that somebody, male or female, obviously, that somebody would have, what's the word I'm looking for? Wouldn't be smart enough to do the calculations needed to know the science and technology to build a bridge. That's who I want overseeing. Well, it was a woman? Oh, heck. Then, yeah, it doesn't matter. She doesn't know much about math and technology. As long as she's a woman, we're good. Right? These diversity freaks don't care. It shows you how ignorant they actually are. They're more concerned about your sex and your... And I thought we were supposed to be genderless. What's going on here? You guys are confusing me. Do we have male or female? Yes or no? Well, there you go. Did you hear that? Did you hear the loons on the left start popping eyeballs? Because half of them say there is no gender, or we have gender fluidity, or it's whatever you want it to be. So I would ask the professor at Duke University, are you looking for also those who identify as female? Right? College Fix previously reported a new study. It was published as a working paper at the National Bureau of Economic Research. The paper was entitled Equilibrium, Grade Inflation with Implications for Female Interest in STEM. Now, the authors claim that professors should equalize average grades across all classes to attract more women. I mean, maybe we should start doing that in the medical field, right? Let's lower and make it easier for people to become brain surgeons or heart surgeons or lung transplant surgeons, whatever. I think it makes sense, don't you? I mean, I'm following the same line of thinking here. Following the report, one of the authors of the study reached out to the College Fix. The one that offered more information on his and his colleagues' conclusions, the point of the paper, is to understand why the substantial difference in grading practices, even workloads, right? Because we want more women in STEM. Well, the workload should be the same. I'm sorry, but there shouldn't be nothing. You should get no, I don't care, male, female, identify as male, female, or any one of the other 69. You should not get a leg up, especially in these areas. I don't want you to get a leg up in law enforcement. I don't want you to get a leg up in the military. I don't want you to leg up in bridge building or building. It's just crazy. Average class sizes are higher in STEM and economics courses than in the humanities or any of those. Enrollment concerns can lead to humanities courses giving higher grades and assigning less work to the STEM classes. I mean, they're making excuses as to why they need to do this. God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, we talked earlier. Or I talked earlier, I don't know about you guys. I talked earlier about how important it is, especially when it comes to, you know, we're in an election year, right? And I don't know, some of you support some of you don't support Trump. Some of you were never Trumpers, now you're partly Trumpers. If you could figure out how to do this, it would be well by you to pull this off. And when I say that, what I mean is, if you could put aside that you don't like the way he talks, you don't like how he says stuff, and look at what he actually gets done, you'd be more inclined to work for the man, to work to get him reelected, without any thought process as to why he says what he says or does what he does. And contrary to popular belief, he is not going to blow up the planet. Right? Not even going down that road. And you see what happens when he gets with these foreign ministers. Some of them don't want to have anything to do with him. So what? then don't have anything to do with us. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I also started on this story, but we're going to finish it up now. Some of your parents are going to keep sticking iPhones in the faces of your kids. It's making them lazy. All right? It is getting them depressed. It is getting them angry. It's making them unmotivated. This isn't Joe speaking. This is Psychology Today. Not that I believe everything these people publish, but we've been seeing this and saying this for years. The children or teens who are revved up and prone to rages, or alternatively, who are depressed and apathetic, they've become disturbingly commonplace. Right? Chronically irritable. Right? These kids, they're in an abnormal state of high arousal. What I mean by that is, you know, you have those moments where the adrenaline's running, whether it's a video game or you're playing football or doing whatever, it starts pumping through your body. By the way, being on an adrenaline rush 24/7 is not good for your body, not good for your joints. Our body was never made to take that kind of arousal 24/7. To get on these video games sometimes for hours at a time. Even when you're playing football, those arousals last a couple of minutes. With a couple of minutes break, with a couple of minutes again, a couple of minutes break, sometimes a half an hour break. And it gives time for stuff to reset. When you're in those video games, most of the time, you are going at it for hours without quitting. Now, what the piece calls abnormal high arousal is what we seem to identify with as being wired and or tired. They're exhausted, and that's because they're constantly pumping those chemicals through their body when they're excited. It impacts their memory. It impacts their ability to relate. These kids are more than likely to struggle academically, socially, and so on. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Tackle more of this on the side of the break. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
What does a dung heap smell like? Anybody know? I know what it is. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or, listen, send me an email. You got a comment you want to make? You want to talk about something? Want me to talk about something? Send me an email. Send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right. I told you it's like a smorgasbord hour. We're going to hit a whole bunch of stories real quick. And I do that because, look, there's so much going on out there. So much more than Iran and, you know, the Senate. You think about what the Senate's doing right now. You know, are they really going to follow the process? Are they really going to do the right thing? Are they really going to call out the Democrats for what they did? I think they ought to. And I think it's rich that Nancy and Chuck Schumer are telling the Senate, they're dictating to the Senate how the Senate should do the right thing, what the right thing is. In their mind, the right thing only, there's only one response. Find them guilty and remove them. Well, we don't know that. You have Democrats that don't know that. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, we were talking about screen time making your kids lazy. Right? And, you know, when you see an uptick, I mean, major uptick in screen time for kids. And then a major uptick in depression, bipolar, ADHD. I'm sorry. You've got to be able to tie some things together. Now, put the whole article up on the website later on. Right? And the electronic, they're calling it electronic fast. They want you to take it away, even if it's for a short amount of time. Take it away for like a week. Which ought to be funny to watch. You should record it. You ever try to bathe the cat? Yeah, probably the same thing. The writer from Psychology Today goes on to say, time and time again, I've realized that regardless of whether there exists any true underlying diagnosis, successfully treating a child with mood dysregulation today requires methodically eliminating... That's not a real word, is it? Yeah, I guess it is. It's her real word. Eliminating all electronic use for several weeks. I tried a week. I'd start with a week. Seriously. You're going to make them crazy. But scientifically, medically, it takes 21 days for your body to make a change on something. You have to do it continually for 21 days, and your body will change. Your body will adapt. If done correctly, this intervention can produce deeper sleep, brighter and more better mood by the child, better focus, an increase in physical activity, and the ability to tolerate stress. All of this stuff improves in the child. Also, meltdowns pretty much diminish in how often they happen and how bad they are. Right? Look at my kids were outside all the time. We didn't have the electronic device. Get out there. Play. It's raining. Too bad. Get wet. And go play. It's just the way it was. We wanted to be outside as kids, if you recall. I grew up in the city. Being outside was a big deal. Especially when I went to my aunt's house and she actually had a yard to play in. Look, your kids, this is my favorite saying. Your kids didn't ask for you. You had them. Cut them some slack. Help them out. All right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, Larry earlier, if you want to pick up the last hour, Larry Greenfield was talking about the wages starting to rise. And we heard for the last 2 years. Well, it's great that the unemployment rate's low, but they're crappy jobs and, you know, people aren't getting raises. Well, at least people are paying their bills. That's terrible, isn't it? In a bipartisan plan to erase barriers to equity ownership, you have more jobs being created. And they're also pumping up or kicking up your hourly wage. Now, it isn't like it's $3 gazillion an hour, but you're getting more money. I don't know why that's such a bad thing. Right. Thanks to President Donald Trump, $1.5 trillion tax cut and his Jobs Act, right? The markets are popping. Job opportunities are popping. Right? And still people on the left are upset. They joke around saying you may have a job with Pepsi, you just can't afford to buy a Pepsi. Crazy people. Workers are delivering more. They're getting more for less. Former Vice President Joe Biden told the Brookings Institute, there's no correlation now between productivity and wages. Well, really? Americans are sick and tired of income and wealth inequality that sees the rich getting much richer. You know what's really funny about this? Go look up the numbers. Like never in a few decades before. The rich under Obama got mega richer. Nobody complained about it then. It was okay. And when Bernie Sanders starts talking about income and wealth inequality, hide your wallet. Because he's not talking about him helping out. Wages, Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts said that wages have largely stagnated. See, all they do, they throw these things out there, and they don't give any real proof of them, right? She complains that while fundamental changes in our economy have left millions of working families hanging on their fingernails, you know, she uses terms like that to make people crazy. But you know what? She's not telling the truth. Because the actual fact is that people are taking home more money. Yes, Wall Streeters are taking home more money, maybe buying more expensive wine. But frankly, I don't care. As long as my paycheck's getting bigger too, as long as I'm able to feed my kids, I'm not worried about losing my job, the company I'm working for is going to stay in the state or stay in the country for that matter, it's okay. And the liberals can lie all they want about this, but the hard data reveals the reality. The Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank's monthly wage growth tracker shows that Americans are making more money, particularly those who have been forgotten for decades. Think about that. Again, this goes right back to the Democrats who are so for the unions have forgotten union workers. I don't care what you tell me. Right, they have forgotten the average blue-collar worker. Nancy Pelosi, back in 2016, she started referring to them. You go back and listen to my shows, and I caught it. She switched from blue-collar workers to low-information voters. Between November 2018 and November 2019, overall median wage growth climbed 3.6%. Right? It's a healthy pace. Should make people happy. Those in the bottom 25% saw wages advance 4.5%. While the top 25% lagged behind. So the further you go up the rung, the less of a raise, the less of the money you got. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's just what it is. This is 180-degree exact opposite of what Democrats are saying. And they have equal access to the website. I would imagine most of them have internet. You know, that interweb thing. Bernie's still trying to figure out what it is. And it proves that they're a dishonest group. This proves it. When it comes to race wage growth for whites, was a tick behind. While non-whites charged ahead at 4.3%. So whites, their pay increase was rising at about 3.5%. Non-whites were at 4.3%. Yep. Lots of racism going on there, right? And this is why, again, you cannot believe what the left says. There's no race problem, and there's no equality problem. In terms of age, the young and the restless rule, those ages 16 to 24 saw wages climb 8.5%. Americans 25 to 54 saw almost a 4% higher in their paychecks. And those 55 and up, now that's discrimination, they did not see a rise in their money. Bachelor's degrees generated 3.7% wage boosts. I'll learn how to speak eventually. I mean, why won't they use the real numbers? Can anybody explain that to me? Seriously. Why won't they use the real numbers? Put the numbers out there, talk about who's making what, and let it stand or fall on its own. You know, if you really want to talk about Trumponomics, Center's research analysis of the Census Bureau's current population survey, they clocked the U.S. median household income last November at $66,000, which was $5,000 higher than the year before. Come on, let that sink in. The 8.3% increase in middle class income in less than 3 years crushes the two-term, eight-year performance of Obama. Right? So they had less people, workers, had less of an increase in the 8 years Obama was in office than in just under 3 years with President Trump. And again, I say, why do they have to lie to win? Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Come back with us because we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too.